This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf was inaugurated to a 5-year term yesterday, this time as a civilian president. During his inaugural address, Musharraf expressed regret over having to turn over his military uniform and resign as head of the army earlier this week. NPR's Jackie Northam is in Islamabad.
Musharraf's inaugural address swung from nationalist statements to personal comments about his regret over having to resign as military chief and his anger at the former Supreme Court Chief Justice Iftikhar Chowdhury, whom Musharraf fired and still blames for the recent turmoil in Pakistan.
It is most unfortunate that some elements of the judiciary, the ex-chief justice, were trying to derail the democratic stage of democratic transition, maybe through well-thought-out conspiracy.
Musharraf also welcomed his political rivals, Benazir Bhutto and Nawaz Sharif, back to Pakistan, but warned that the upcoming elections will go ahead on January 8th, even if they plan to boycott them.
NPR's Jackie Northam in Pakistan. Over to Sudan now, where a British teacher has been detained by Sudanese authorities and faces charges of blasphemy and inciting hatred. 54-year-old Jillian Gibbons is a teacher from Britain who had been working at a private school in Khartoum. In September, she started a project where she asked her class to name a teddy bear. The class overwhelmingly voted to name the bear Mohammed, one of the most common names in the Muslim world, which is also the name of Islam's holy prophet. The problem is that under Islam, no animals or inanimate objects are allowed to hold the name of the prophet. The British government officials are in talks with the Sudanese government over the matter. If convicted, Gibbons would face 6 months in prison and 40 lashes. Almost 3,000 people displaced by hurricanes Rita and Katrina will have to leave their government-supplied trailer homes by next spring. Yesterday, officials with the Federal Emergency Management Agency said the agency plans to close all the trailer camps for storm evacuees by May 31st. Federal officials insist the trailers were never intended as permanent housing for hurricane survivors. Federal officials say they're actively helping families find other housing. And the date has been set. Former NFL star O.J. Simpson will appear in court on April 7, 2008. Simpson will stand trial for 12 felony charges stemming from a confrontation at a Las Vegas hotel room on September 13th. Prosecutors allege that the 60-year-old Simpson and five other men burst into a room at a Vegas hotel, held two men against their will. Simpson maintains they were trying to retrieve sports memorabilia that belonged to him. Two of Simpson's cohorts testified that Simpson asked them to carry guns during the incident. That's something Simpson denies. More than a decade ago, O.J. Simpson was acquitted of the 1994 murders of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ron Goldman. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.